En zo eindigt dit fabuleuze klassieke stuk. Wauw, wauw, wauw. In 1973 was het een grote hit voor Cockney Rebel. Het heet Sebastian. We hebben het over klassieke pop eigenlijk, zou ik willen zeggen. Twee jaar later kwam die grote hit Make Me Smile. Steve Harley en Cockney Rebel. Er volgden een hele hoop albums. En de man waar we het over hebben werd geboren op 27 februari 1951. En hij heet voluit Stephen Malcolm Martin Nice. Maar ik mag gewoon Steve Harley tegen hem zeggen. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Harley's a bit shorter, isn't it?
Yeah. How are you, Steve?
Yeah. I'm very well, thank you. I'm nursing. I'm on a crutch. I've broke my hip. And yeah. I can't walk very well without a crutch. But apart from that, I'm just playing concerts sitting on a stool.
You're sitting on a stool, a chair, on stage when you play?
Yeah, but... it's okay. It's been 9 months and it's kind of healing. But just means, traveling around the world at airports is fun because someone has to push me in a chair, which is fun. We get fast tracked everywhere.
Okay, take care of yourself, Steve.
Yeah, I'll be okay. I'm fine.
Nice to have you on the phone. Nice to have you in the show. You do a short couple of shows in Holland, four in Bergen op Zoom, in Uden, in
Hengelo.
In Hengelo, and first of the four shows you do in the PLT Theater in Heerlen. Next week, on the 23rd of January, on Wednesday, you play a show in Heerlen.
It's a short tour, but it's not a short show.
That's what I mean. A short tour, not a short show. Sorry,
no,
Steve.
It's not a short show, no.
Excuse me.
I wish I could speak Dutch. Don't worry about it.
No, my Dutch is better than English, Steve. Sorry.
It was interesting every time hearing Sebastian. When you think, I could never forget that, my career began in Holland with Sebastian. And we never forget that,
That was the first hit.
First hit anywhere in the world,
And the first hit, Sebastian, from Cockney Rebel. But 2 years later, there is the mega hit Make Me Smile, the classic after all. And the classic was Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. Why you changed that?
Well, eventually, after the end of 1974, it wasn't really a band any longer. They walked out on me. Three of them just left, and the band, therefore, was finished. If you think of a band as a group of guys that are each signed to a record contract, that was no longer the case. They left me, and they left Cockney Rebel, and they left the EMI contract.
Okay.
So from that day on, all the musicians that play with me are paid by me, my company.
Okay.
That's why the faces change so often.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel. And the name Harley, when did you find the name Harley?
Oh, no, I'll never know that. Would I know that? That's 45 years ago. I don't know.
Maybe you're sitting on a Harley.
I definitely had a penchant. I definitely had a great admiration for the Harley Davidson electric glide.
Okay.
From my childhood, definitely. But I tell you why I changed my name, but I can't tell you why it became Harley. But I can tell you it was mostly because when I was playing, even in the folk clubs before I formed Cockney Rebel, I always felt like I came alive when I was in the spotlight.
Okay.
And when I came alive, singing these rather strange songs, from the Human Menagerie and Psychomodo, they were quite eccentric and full of characters. And I didn't feel at the time on the stage that I was Mrs. Nice's little boy. I didn't feel like I was my mum and dad's boy. I was someone completely other than that. I was different to that son of theirs. So I wasn't Stephen Nice any longer.
Yeah.
I became this other character.
But Harley is a nice name, Steve.
Yeah, it's quite a bold name with a big H. It's quite good for graphics.
With a big H.
A big H.
And now, when you play everywhere, in Holland, where you come, around the world, the only thing you play are old songs. Your latest album was in 2010,
But maybe. We play we play lots of songs from the more modern albums as well as the old stuff,
Okay.
I like the new albums very much. I'm very proud of them.
It's very good. But there's no new stuff? You're still working on new stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on it. It just gets difficult, Roger. I'm not a young man. I'm not an old man, but you get older and you realize that maybe your best work is behind you, and also there's only room for one Ed Sheeran, you know, and I'm sick to death of hearing about him and how much money he's making. Slightly envious. No, they're young people now that are on the airwaves. If I release a new album, it would cost me a lot of money, £60,000 of my own money. I don't mind that. I get it back eventually, I'm pretty sure. But it's quite depressing to think that you release it and only your hardcore fans around the world are going to buy it. You're not going to reach the wider audience anymore because the radio won't play the new stuff. They'll play Sebastian and Make Me Smile and maybe Judy Teen for all my life. That's going to happen, God willing. But so you lose kind of a little bit of the confidence in yourself. But I am writing all the time. I'm not very technically clever, but I recently transferred all my home recordings, hotel room recordings as well, from my iPhone. I transferred them onto my home, what's it called, PC computer. 87 new songs.
Wow.
87.
87.
And not one of them is finished.
Oh, okay.
That's the way it is. I've got to sit down and really complete 7 or 8 of those and make a new CD. I need to commit myself.
Well, maybe you can make a double CD, Steve.
Make about 10.
87 songs.
A lot of it is going to be dross, you know, rubbish.
Yeah.
But some of it must be of some intrinsic artistic value. I hope.
Maybe in the future we can expect new stuff from
you
Steve.
Will. Yeah, and, you can honestly. Yeah.
And then the tracks are finished, and then we can play them. Play some on the radio.
Well, that would be nice. Do you promise?
I promise you. But Steve, you were in Holland for a couple of weeks in November last year. You were in Weert in the Bosuil here in Holland,
which we filmed.
Yeah. And that's the reason that I ask you the question. In a couple of weeks, there's a new DVD from Steve Harley with the concert on it. What can we expect on the DVD?
Well, it's the complete show.
The complete show, okay.
Well, oddly enough, in Weert, we didn't play the full show. It was an afternoon performance.
Yeah.
And they only allowed me something like 95 or 100 minutes.
Okay.
So I had to take half an hour, 40 minutes out of what we normally play. But it's the full show of 1 hour and 45 minutes on one DVD. And it's beautifully filmed by an entirely Dutch film crew. And it's in production right now. I'm hoping to have it on sale next week when we come to Heerlen.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping. We're not. You know, the factory is working day and night, I think, to press them.
And maybe they can buy it in Heerlen when you are here. And maybe they can buy your new DVD.
This is what I'm hoping. It's not a promise by any means, because the world doesn't work like that. But the factory is trying to get it produced.
Yeah, I hope next week on Wednesday, when you're in Heerlen, Steve, maybe we can meet each other.
Oh, yeah, if I've got the DVD, Roger, I will happily give you a copy.
Oh, no, very nice.
No, my pleasure.
Very nice. And maybe we can meet each other. I mean, we can do an interview there, maybe for TV or anything.
Oh, that'd be nice. You can come around anytime you like. I'll come to the TV station if you like.
Next week, Wednesday, I'm doing my radio show as today. Maybe it's possible for you to come a couple of minutes to hear it, and then we do the interview here on the radio.
Wow. Just ask. Let us know what you need, and I'd like to come and talk to you a bit more. That'd be fun by me.
Oh, okay, nice.
I need lots of time for a sound check on the day.
Yeah, your sound check is very. It's at 4 o'clock, and at the time that my radio program starts. We contact later. It's no problem, Steve. It's very nice to have you in the show. Very nice to talk with you. And the word nice, yeah, that's a very nice word now.
Know
that's your name, Stefan.
Entirely Lewis. My pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, no problem. What which song you want to play? Not Make Me Smile, Steve.
You're going to play another one of mine? I don't know. I tell you what we have a lot of fun with on stage these days is when all around the world, no matter what language we speak, they speak, they do join on the end of Mr. Raffles when we're having a party. We're having a party. And they do like to join in on that. So if you want to play that, Roger, I'd be happy to listen with you.
No problem. And the we're getting a party on the 23rd of January in Heerlen. Buy your tickets. Steve, a lot of thanks. I wish you all the success with your hips. With your hip.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, my leg, yeah. Thank you so much. I'll be fine.
Take care. We speak each other. Thank you.
Bless you. Dank je wel.
Steve, dank je wel. Fijne avond.
Dank je wel. As you please.
Fantastic.